would like to welcome our radio audience to the sanctuary of Trinity United Methodist Church. This morning, I would like to let it be known we have some birthdays and anniversaries. So for today, we have Gerald Hastings, Rick Stewart, and Kaylee Lynn Stewart. On the 15th, Kathy Smallwood and Alyssa Lennon have birthdays. And on the 18th, Rick and Mary Ellen celebrate their anniversary, and Peyton Lewis has a birthday. Some other announcements. On Saturday, September 18th, our outreach committee and anyone who wants to volunteer will be doing a cleanup day beginning at 9 a.m. We will be picking up trash in the neighboring community as well as cleaning inside and outside the church. So meet at the church at 9 a.m. On Friday, September 24th, we will be hosting a story time for those little ones that are not yet in school at 12 o'clock noon. And on Saturday, September 25th, we will have a harvest festival where we will offer free hot dogs, chips, and a drink. We will have a bouncy house, a learning lab, crafts, games, a fire truck, and a semi-truck, all for the children to explore. Our wish is that the community will join us in celebrating this season. This morning, we will hear our sermon from Pastor Angel Abshire entitled Spiritual Lessons Learned at Ground Zero. But before that, we will be blessed by our choir with the song entitled God Bless America.
Choir, greatly appreciated. Today's message is not only about remembering and honoring all who were fallen that tragic day that our country was attacked, that our nation and the world was forever changed, and honoring all of those who served. It is also about remembering 9/12, where our country and the world came together and showed God's love, showed love to one another. There were people who volunteered, not just our firefighters, our EMT and EMA and police and military. There were other people who came to Ground Zero and said, "How can I help?" They dug through the rubble. They brought drinks and food for the search parties. They stood in lines to pass the entered to safety, there were lines of 100 people to pass someone to safety because there was no other way to get them there. This is our country. Our country was built on Christian principles. Our country was built upon freedom and love. Our country comes together during crisis and supports one another. And what I propose today is that our country, beginning with each and every one of us present here today, will make this nation great again. That we will begin standing up and enacting the Christian principles upon which this country was built. That we will be the hands and feet and love and mercy and grace of Jesus Christ to one another. And to foreigners, as our mayor said yesterday, not every Muslim is a terrorist. Not every person who has entered into this country wants to take advantage of our systems. I propose that from this day forward, 9/12, we all remember what happened that day. And as much as is possible for each one of us, we remember that we have a responsibility to ourselves, to our families, to our church, to our community, and to our nation to live as the Word of God instructs us. The picture that you see upon the screen was a 9/11 remembrance service that was at Shields Park yesterday. Those flags represent the 2,900 and some odd lives lost that day. Not the ones that succumbed to their injuries later. Not the rescue workers who succumbed to injuries later. But just those who died that day. Beloved, that represents the population of Brownstown. For me, that visual was intense and powerful. Each and every one of those flags can also stand for one of you. For one of you who loves our great nation. For one of you who will offer your prayers for the leaders of this nation, whether or not you voted for them, whether or not you agree with them. Perhaps more so if you did not vote for them and you do not agree with them. Do you remember where you were on 9/11? I do. I was at Center Township Fire Department in Grant County. I was an EMT training for fireside, and I loved it. And I sat with my partners, Lisa and Kenny, and I watched as the horror unfolded on the screens. And as the days went past, we began to talk. You see, in our history books, Marion, Indiana is the last city to show a picture of a lynching. They drug those poor boys out from the jail, drug them through town when they weren't guilty, and they hung them from the tree. I don't know if you have ever heard the song Strange Fruit. Strange fruit blowing in the wind. Brown bodies blowing in the wind. But as a result of us being the last in the history book The county at the time was concerned that there might be a terrorist attack upon us, that the terrorist might have viewed, if we could do that to our own, that we might be in trouble ourselves. Center Township was prepared to deploy to New York City. I know Bill, Jack Brady, and several went and were there, and I thank you so much, sir. They went and they absorbed the grief and the shock of the people present. They absorbed it, they listened, they offered hope when it was appropriate. The most important thing that we can do for anyone in crisis is hear them. Just hear them. Anniversaries are important. Beloved, our bodies remember anniversaries, even when our minds don't remember anniversaries. And this terrorist attack changed how we live. It changed our nation forever in some terrible ways. In some inconvenient ways, for now when we travel is completely different because of 9/11. But it also changed us in some tremendously wonderful ways. We stood together. I had a youth group in Marion, Indiana that wanted to help. And I'm one that doesn't believe in doubling ministries. So we sent socks, a semi-load full of socks. All over the country, people sent food, clothing, prayers. The churches were filled with people coming together, loving one another, praying for one another. Beloved, I never, ever, ever want to see anything like 9/11 again. But I do want to see the response that we had on 9/12. We sang, or we listened to, "Your name is power. And our God is power. He can change anything. He can turn this country and this world around. And he knows what needs to be prayed for. He knows the desires and the pains of our heart. But he asks us to call upon his name and to lift others to him in his name." It says, "We believe change is coming." And I do believe with all of my heart that change is coming. There is a legend among my people and among a lot of Native American people. It is called the legend of the Rainbow Warriors. It says, when smoke and fires and trembling of the earth, and people killing people for no reason, and craziness and chaoticness covers the planet, there will be warriors that rise up from all four corners. All four corners symbolizes every nation. My best friend made me this necklace to symbolize me being a rainbow warrior when I graduated from seminary. And she made me a ribbon dress that had rainbow stripes on it. Of course, people read into that what they would, and that's okay. That's okay. I knew why I had it. When I prayed at the bishop's prayer breakfast, Bishop asked me, and the person leading the breakfast asked me why I wore the colors that I did. And they explained it to all those gathered at annual conference that day. But the legend has it that these rainbow warriors will rise up from all four corners. Everywhere across the earth, every nation, every people, every skin color. And they will teach of the things of old. They will teach of the Creator and His redeeming love. They will teach how important the earth is and that we must care for her. They will teach that we borrow this planet from our grandchildren and how very important it is that we keep and preserve the earth for those to come. And I challenge you that whatever it is that you want to call it, whether you want to call it returning to the principles in the Word of God, whether you want to call it standing up for America's freedom, whether you want to call it returning to the principles this country was based upon, or whether you want to call it being one of those rainbow warriors, I challenge you that you would search your heart and see how you can make a difference in this turbulent time that we are living in. Jane has an amazing ministry. She sends out cards to everybody in our congregation for our birthdays, for our anniversaries, when we are ill, or if she knows of a time that we are in need of prayer. Several of you volunteer at the hospital. And I am so proud to say that I have those volunteers in my congregation. Not that I have anything to do with it, but it shows the heart of this congregation how much you care for this community. This country can be made great again, but I challenge you. Though we are called to live peacefully as much as possible by each and every one of us, a call by St. Paul in Romans, we are called to live with people of different color and different beliefs. That does not mean that we adapt to those beliefs. America is an amazing melting pot of all kinds of people from all kinds of places. But she began because there were people who wanted religious freedom. She began based upon the principles in the Word. And it makes me sad that we have come to the place where prayer has been taken out of the schools, where every religion and every walk of spirituality, including Wicca, is allowed to be discussed in the school systems, and Christianity is not. You cannot even hang in a lot of the schools a picture of our Lord as an infant with Mary and Joseph. And that is sad. And we fear so much offending someone and being politically correct that we say happy holidays instead of Merry Christmas or God bless you. Beloved, be who you were called to be. The way I look upon it, I do not in any way, shape, or form want to step on toes to offend or to hurt anyone. But I must be true to my belief system and to return this country to who she was created to be We all must be. That does not mean we riot. That does not mean we have loud, ugly protest. That means we quietly stand for what we believe. That means we gather together in prayer. Prayer at the poll is next week. Show up at a school and stand with those kids as they pray. We are allowed to have prayer in the schools if it is student-led. The Christian Athletes Association can have prayer in the schools. Prayer at the poll is allowed if it's led by our students. So again, like our children's message said, we instill in our children how they shall uphold the faith. Beloved, we need to become the hands, the feet, the heart, the love, the mercy of Jesus Christ in our community. And one of the ways that we will do that is by listening to Chaplain Bill Sparks today, by listening to the sensitive ministry training. Everything that we have been doing for this past year is preparing us to be the church in our community. Now, granted, this is a difficult time during COVID, but we will continue to be that. Allow me to pray. Then we will move on to our response and on with the rest of the service. Father God, we come before you now thanking you for all you are to each and every one of us. For all the ways that you have poured your Holy Spirit upon us and brought about healing, brought about reconciliation, brought about salvation, brought about peace in the midst of the most horrible pain. Father, we thank you for the way that you were indeed present at ground zero when we learned lessons that our country will never forget. Lessons of binding together. Lessons of supporting one another. Lessons of what true love means. Lord, we ask that if there has been anything in this service that has touched your great heart, that you will pour forth your Spirit upon us this day, that you will instill in us ways in which we can pray for our country, ways in which we can pray for our church, ways in which we can make a difference in our community. And I pray this with the full power and assurance of the Holy Spirit, the blood of Jesus Christ, and in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. And all God's people said,
Amen.
$6.97 in your hymnal.
Yes, you are correct. You got it.